When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.
I know you're paying attention to global events as well as what's going on in our nation. War and increased conflict is bubbling up in more places. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals. Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD, 833-995-G-O-L-D.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Happy Thanksgiving from Clay Travis, Buck Sexton, and everyone here at the EIB Network. You're listening to the best of Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the EIB Network.
Welcome into the second hour of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show, everybody. Thanks for being here with us. Got a lot to get to with you today. As promised, joined now by Mr. Bill O'Reilly. He's got the history tour that'll be going on. He'll tell us about that with President Trump. Traveled around Florida, Texas, some other places coming up soon. Bill, great to have you back on the program.
I appreciate you guys letting me back. Thank you very much.
We want to get into your history tour with the former president, because that sounds exciting. A lot of folks, I'm sure, are going to want to go check it out for themselves, Bill, in a second. I did just want, though, your take. You know, you've seen what we're dealing with here with this Biden administration. You see the polls. You see the results of policies, of decision-making year one. What's happening here?
Well, it's a collapse. There's no question about that. And I'm surprised. I didn't think that Joe Biden would be a successful president. But I didn't think that his policies would be so destructive to the country. You know, I guess I felt that the experience that he accumulated in the Senate after, during all those decades, would bring him to a place where he wouldn't, for example, try to destroy the fossil fuel industry, because the unintended consequence of that is immediate pain for the American people. So you don't have to be a economics PhD to figure that out, right? And almost every day he does inexplicable stuff. So one of my commentaries tonight on the No Spin News, which you guys can hear on BillO'Reilly.com, is that the conservative opposition, the Republican Party, doesn't really have to do anything now. They just let Mr. Biden drown in the quicksand, because I don't think he can get out of it. I don't think he has the intellectual heft to get out of it. And I don't think anyone around him is smart enough, because they led him here. They led him to where we are, where, according to USA Today, which is a liberal newspaper, only 38% of Americans think he's doing a good job.
Bill, thanks for coming on. Clay Travis here. Bill Clinton, you just mentioned you don't think he has the intellectual heft, and I think you're right, to climb himself out of this hole. Bill Clinton did it after 1994. Barack Obama did it after 2010. I don't think there's any doubt that the Democrats are headed for an unmitigated disaster in 2022. We were talking about this yesterday on the show. What then becomes of Joe Biden after 2022, when he's still in office theoretically for two more years? I don't think anybody believes that he's capable of running for re-election. We've never really had a situation like this in the country, to the extent that he's already weak and enfeebled and being taken advantage of by our adversaries. that's only going to get precipitously worse as his regime continues.
Well, he's going to be a placeholder in the sense that legislation is not going to get passed unless it's reasonable. And Republicans have to follow my advice and be reasonable. You know, there are a lot of Republicans who said, voting for that $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill, that was terrible and all of this. It wasn't terrible. I wouldn't have voted for it. I would have voted no on it because I don't believe that the federal government at this point can follow the money or even cares about where the money goes. They just throw it into huge block grants and send it out to California where they'll build homes for illegal migrants. You know, they don't know where it's going. There's no regulation for it. So that's why I would have voted against it. But you have to have a reason. It just can't be, well, we don't like Biden, we don't like the left, so everything they do, we're going to vote against. The next election, next year and in 2024, will be decided by independents. And this is where Biden has collapsed the most. According to that USA Today poll, independents feel that Biden's doing a terrible job by a 7-1 margin. 7-1. And the independents are now more numerous than the Republicans or the Democrats.
We're speaking to Bill O'Reilly. Check out more of what he's up to at BillO'Reilly.com. Of course, check out his latest books as well. And we'll talk about the history tour in a moment. Bill, I just want to know, after what we saw in Virginia, a lot of focus on what they're teaching kids in school. The Democrats seem to think that playing these semantic games of, oh, it's not really CRT, it's something else, it's, you know, racial equity instruction or something. That doesn't seem like it's going to, it didn't fly in Virginia, it doesn't seem like it's going to fly as a strategy elsewhere. Do you think that this is the beginning of a movement? Do you think that what happened in Virginia, where parents are saying enough is enough with the schools, could spread elsewhere and have an impact on the midterms?
I think it's already over for critical race theory in the public schools. You'll only get it in the liberal colleges. I think it's done. People know when they're being lied to. And to have somebody come on and say, oh, critical race theory isn't about dividing Americans. It's about honesty. And you're looking at that, you're saying a 7-year-old with no frame of reference, no historical knowledge, can figure out that this isn't a divisive situation. They're going to be looking at their classmate across the aisle of a different color, and you're having a teacher saying how bad white people are. That's good for children. So on a base level, it's so heinous, so terrible. But here's what disturbed me about Virginia. In Loudoun County, north of Washington, D.C., and that's where all the CRT stuff exploded, and the poor girl got raped by the kid wearing a skirt and all of that, okay? In Loudoun County, they still broke for McAuliffe. And Loudoun County is not a minority community. It's a white community. So I analyzed it. I said, what the deuce are these people doing in Loudoun County, where it's obvious that parents don't want propaganda, divisive racial propaganda, shoved down their children's throats? And McAuliffe is saying, you don't have a right to voice an opinion on that, and you still vote for McAuliffe? So here's what I came up with, and I'd like to hear you guys' opinion on it. People believe what they want to believe. It's very hard to shake people from whatever is in their mind. And you guys know, you have friends and maybe spouses, maybe, you know, you can't most times convince people, even if you have overwhelming evidence, that their opinion is wrong. So in Loudoun County, they hate Trump. All right. In Fairfax County, they hate Trump. That overrode all of the local issues because they assign the Republican Party with Trump. And that's what McAuliffe, of course, tried to do. Biden tried to do it. When Obama tried to do it when they campaigned. They all tried to do it. And enough people bought it. So the people in Loudoun County went for McAuliffe. I think that was the explanation. But it's disturbing. It really is.
I think there's some truth to that, Bill. And also, obviously, the big lies that have managed to be stuck to President Trump, who you're going to be traveling around with, Russia collusion, which has gone up in smoke, and even the very fine people lying from Charlottesville that Joe Biden claimed was the motivating factor behind which he decided to start his campaign, which leads me into this question with you, Bill. You spend a lot of time with President Trump. I know you're a student of history. Do you think Trump will run again in 2024? And if he does or does not, how would you categorize him in a historical context? I know it's always difficult to think historically in the present day. That's one reason I love studying history. Do you think he runs? How do you contextualize Trump as a historical president?
Well, I talked to him this morning. He woke me up. And I said, do you ever sleep? He's a vampire. All right. So he calls me really early in the morning. And we were discussing the tour and the logistics of the tour and things like that. But he read my column that I filed over the weekend. It's on BillO'Reilly.com. Anybody can read it. And the column is called Corruption. And it details in a very simple way. I'm a simple man. You guys know that. How the Clinton campaign, Hillary Clinton campaign, concocted and financed this bogus Russian collusion story, and they were enabled by the corporate media. And for more than 2 years, every single day, Trump got it in the neck from the media, and then all of a sudden, he didn't do it. Now, that is, and Durham is still investigating this, if that goes up to high levels of the Hillary Clinton campaign, that will be the worst political corruption in this country's history. Because they tried to subvert an election by fabricating a story, and the gullible media, corrupt media, picked it up and ran with it with no scrutiny. I mean, think about how bad that is. Now, on a question of Trump running, and he liked the column, by the way. I think he's sending it out on whatever he – I think he has Pony Express riders now to go and throw stuff on your
I think
lawn.
They go email distribution now, Bill, which actually has become more popular because so many people are overloaded with social.
About whatever he has, I can't figure it out. But he says it goes everywhere, and I'm going to put your column out. I said, good. And, you know, anybody can put the column out. But he wants to run again. There's no doubt about it. And I don't know whether he's going to be able to run, because that will depend on what happens between now and when the campaign starts, which is January 2023, because of campaign finance laws. So you got to get through the midterms next year, and then as soon as January turns, you'll see them flood in. But he certainly wants to run. But if he does run, this is why I'm doing the history tour. I'm not doing a history tour for any other reason than to inform the American people on what really happened during those 4 years of Trump. Because nobody knows what happened. Because it was never reported, honestly. So, for example, how did you get the vax so fast? It's almost a miracle. How did it happen? Who did you go to? How much did it cost? Were there people impeding you? What about Putin? Did Putin, what kind of guy? Does he speak English? You know, that's the kind of stuff I'm going to get into. And the tour has become so much more important than when I announced it in early summer because of the Biden collapse. Because now independents are giving Trump another look. And I told the president, this is why he did it. It took him a while to do it because he knows how obnoxious I am. I'm not going to sit there and be a cupcake. I'm going to ask him tough questions. And he's going to have to answer in front of 10, 12,000 people. So I said to him, we're going to tape all this. You're going to have a record that's never been out there before. I saw every interview he did. Nobody ever asked him about any of the positive stuff, how the economy was good. Listen, let me give you the most vivid example I can. Last year at this time, Trump is in office, right? Massive COVID intrusion. Massive. Was there a supply line problem? Was there?
No.
Okay.
No, you're right.
There was no supply line problem. In the worst months of COVID, under Trump, we didn't have a problem getting products to the market. Now, 12 months later, we do. Why? I know why, but this is the kind of stuff that Americans need to think about. So you don't have to like the guy in the Oval Office. But that guy has got to be a problem solver.
Bill, where should people go to find out more about the tour, where you'll be, and how they can go see you and former President Trump?
Well, we start out on December 11th, Saturday, at the LIVE Live FLA Arena. That's where the Panthers play, in Fort Lauderdale Sunrise. Then the next day, Sunday, we go to Orlando, Florida. And then the next weekend, we go to the Toyota Center in Houston, and then Sunday at the American Airlines Arena in Dallas. Tickets available, you know, if you just make it easy for yourself, go to BillO'Reilly.com. I'll link you over to any other box office you want. Ticketmaster has them. Arenas have them. It's the Amway Arena in Orlando. And we sold about 30,000 tickets, guys.
I would love to go watch.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, can we play Clay and I should come?
Except you guys are not necessarily going to be total head to head. But I mean, I would like to watch this.
If you want to go, and this is a low level bribe, it's on me.
There we go.
Just tell me what show you want to go to, both of you guys, and I'll have you there.
All righty. Well, Bill, thanks so much. Good luck on the tour, and everyone should go check out BillO'Reilly.com for his latest. Bill, always appreciate you stopping by to hang with us here. Thank you, sir.
Anytime. Thanks for having me.
Outstanding stuff. I may do that, Buck. Legacy Box, simply the best service to preserve your past memories on film and videotape. Send your Legacy Box, which is specially made box by the company and ships it to you, filled with your own old home movies and pictures. Once Legacy Box gets that, they do the rest. In a couple of weeks' time, they digitize your moments onto a thumb drive, the cloud, or DVD. It's like magic. And if you're like most of us, you've got that storage closet, box, attic space filled with your videotapes, film reels, old photos, chock full of sentimental, meaningful, irreplaceable moments meant to be saved and shared forever, which is why you've kept them for the last 10, 20, 30 years and more. Each item you send is hand digitized by a team of over 200 trained technicians right here in my home state of Tennessee, right in Chattanooga, where my mom and all of her family grew up. Legacy Box has been the industry leader in professionally digitizing family memories for over a decade. More than a million families have relied on them, many of those families in this audience. Buck, hook people up right now.
Legacy Box is giving you early access to their Black Friday sale. Visit LegacyBox.com/Buck to unlock a discount for our Black Friday sale. Again, that's LegacyBox.com/Buck for their best deal of the year. LegacyBox.com/Buck. I've done this. You'll love it once you go through the process. It's so easy. They handle what you send in with so much care. They send it back to you, but they also send it all to you digitized, thumb drive, DVD, in the cloud. LegacyBox.com/Buck. Why are people still on the fence about owning gold and silver? I just don't understand.
Have we already forgotten about regional bank closures, inflation, global instability, and the potential for serious world conflicts?
You can look to precious metals for various reasons. One, having tangible currency on hand as part of your bug out plan. Two, diversifying your portfolio as a hedge against inflation. And three, historically, gold increases in value over time.
You keep yourself informed about global events. You see the increase in conflicts around the globe. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either.
The people with Oxford Gold Group are real pros. They make owning gold and silver simple and easy to understand. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals.
Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. One more time, 833-995-G-O-L-D. The number one fantasy sports app in America is Prize Picks. It's the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. 5 million members already active on Prize Picks. If you've not yet downloaded Prize Picks, do it today. Unlike other apps, on Prize Picks, it's just you against the number. It's about the players and not the teams. You look for the sports you know best and that you follow the most. Then you make a single decision on each player projection, more or less. Every time you play, you pick 2 to 6 players and make that one decision. You can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 picks. More player action on Prize Picks now than ever, and it's the best way to get action on sports in more than 30 states now. Prize Picks also gives you injury insurance so your picks stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. Download the free Prize Picks app and open your account. Use my name, Clay, for a first deposit match up to $100. Download the Prize Picks app. Use promo code Clay, that's C-L-A-Y, to get set up and get a deposit match up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Grand Canyon University, a private Christian university in beautiful Phoenix, Arizona, believes that we're endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. GCU believes in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose.
GCU equips you to serve others in ways that promote human flourishing and create a ripple effect of transformation for generations to come. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community.
Change the world for good by putting others before yourself to glorify God. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's online, on-campus, and hybrid learning environments are designed to help you achieve your unique academic, personal, and professional goals.
With over 330 academic programs as of September 2023, GCU meets you where you are and provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Let it flourish. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu. Welcome back in. Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. Appreciate all of you hanging out with us. Got to tell you, that conversation between Bill O'Reilly and Donald Trump, the ones that they're having in Florida and in Texas, sound really intriguing. I may need to go to one of them. But as he was talking, Buck, and as all of this detail on Russia collusion has come out, and as the Rachel Maddows and Adam Schiffs of the world have gotten blown up and the Steele dossier has been proven to be filled with lies, I'm wondering historically, when you think back about people who have been accused of crimes or wrongdoing and utterly vindicated, I don't mean in an OJ sense where, like, hey, he's not guilty because he's got great lawyers. What I think of is Richard Jewell, who was accused of being the Atlanta Park bomber and was actually the hero who saved lives. And I think of Duke LaCrosse, guys who were accused of sexual assault, actually did nothing at all wrong. And I wonder historically whether Russia collusion is going to be able to see Donald Trump as being vindicated, having done nothing wrong. Certainly a lot of people are still going to believe that he did nothing wrong. But we're talking about the possibility of utter and complete vindication for Donald Trump as it pertains to the Russia collusion lies.
I don't think there'll be any accountability, really. That's the problem. Because remember, yeah, journalists at that time did not view, and they were pretty open about this, stunningly so, they did not view their role in America as getting truthful information to provide to society so our democracy could function well. It was hashtag resistance, anti-Trump. Yes. And if they had to lie to do it, they still sleep soundly at night as the evil little propagandists that they are. So we'll continue to follow this, though, because it's outrageous what happened. Make your dog a little healthier today. Order something I've started feeding our family dog every day when she's taking her meals. It's called Rough Greens. It's a healthy supplement we add into Tallulah the Frenchie's food. Think about it. Most of the dog food we buy has to be made for the likelihood that it'll be stored on supermarket shelves for a long time. There's nothing live in that food. Those food manufacturers use a sterilization process that kills anything that would be alive in your pet's food that's good for your pet, like probiotics, enzymes, vitamins, omega oils, healthy microbacteria. That's why you need Rough Greens. It's a healthy supplement you add into your dog's existing food to make your dog healthier, happier, feel better. The folks at Rough Greens are so confident your dog's going to love it, they've got a special deal for this show. Go to roughgreens.com/EIB. They're going to give you the first bag free. All you pay is shipping. That's R-U-F-F, roughgreens.com/EIB.
Because you see, what happens in Virginia will in large part determine what happens in 2022, 2024, and on.
That is Vice President Kamala Harris. For once, I hope she's right. I believe we are joined now by Senator Marco Rubio of Florida. Senator, this is probably one of the times that you hope Kamala Harris is right, too, in the wake of what we saw happen in Virginia, don't you?
Yeah, no, I think she is right, and I'm glad she was so prescient about it. And you know, look, it's not that I think one election, it's not that people, for example, in Florida are going to vote a certain way because people in Virginia voted a certain way. That's not the point. I mean, the point is, I think it's pretty indicative of how far removed from reality the people right now in charge of the federal government are. If you think about what they're thinking this morning, and I haven't watched a lot of it, but just hearing and reading a little bit this morning, there is a group over there on the left that actually thinks that the reason why they lost this election is because they haven't done more of what they're threatening or want to do. That in essence, if these things happened, if what they want became law, people would benefit from it and they would be happy and they would reward them next November. They still don't get that people know exactly what they're trying to do, are against it, and it's the reason why they're rejecting it. The way I view it is, for 364 days a year, the people that run our corporate America, the people that run the media, the commentators, and a lot of the people in charge of government, they tell us what we can think, they tell us what we can do, they tell us what we're allowed to say, but there's one day a year called Election Day where the rest of us tell them how crazy they are. And that's what yesterday was about.
Hey, Senator Rubio, it's Buck. I wanted to know what you think about the calculations that may be made now, more broadly by your Senate Democrat colleagues, but specifically by Manchin and Sinema after what they saw last night. It feels as though we've been living in an upside down country for a while here, where a very narrow margin, 50-50 Senate, a very narrow margin in the House, somehow justified in Democrats' minds a massive multi-trillion dollar additional spending package that they say is going to be, you know, a game changer. What do you think happens now from the perspective of the Democrat holdouts in the Senate who haven't gone along? I mean, is their position strengthened? What happens to the Biden Build Back Better agenda is what I'm really asking.
Well, I think they point to what happened yesterday as an example of why they're right and why this overreach is going to cost them even more seats. And I think they make that argument now from a political standpoint. I don't think that changes the true believers, the squad and the people like that, because these people at the end of the day often come from districts and or states where, you know, they're not going to lose, and they're pushing this radical agenda. But the broader point is the one you made at the outset, and that is somehow people with a 50-50 Senate, you know, 3 or 4 vote majority in the House and the slimmest of margins that have Joe Biden living in the White House somehow think that was a mandate to radically remake the country, that people put them there to take us this far left. That's not what he campaigned on. There's a reason why he didn't campaign on the agenda. You know, candidate Biden and President Biden are two different people. And what Biden campaigned on is not how he's governing. And, you know, but somehow they think that they have this mandate to do these radical things, and people are going to start pushing back, and they've already starting yesterday.
Senator Rubio, what time frame do you think we work through now? As you're sitting up there in the Senate, there had been talk certainly of the October 31st deadline for infrastructure and also for the Biden budget. Is this something that happens before Thanksgiving now in your mind, where they give votes? Do we push it to the end of the year?
Yeah.
How do you assess the timeline and how much control do Republicans have, if at all, over this?
Yeah, I don't know. We don't have very much insight and or control over it, because they're planning to do it without us. So really, there's an audience of 2 or 3 that they're focused on in the Senate and in the House, a few more. But this proves our point, right? The infrastructure bill, I voted against it for this precise reason, and that is it is a hostage. It is the hostage that's now being held. And what they're saying to everybody is, if you want this bill that a bunch of you guys agreed on, I didn't, but you guys agreed on, then you have to give us this other thing that only we agree on. And that's the hostage they've taken. Now, whether they decide to release that hostage, I don't know. It sounds like they're trying to figure out a way to do that so that Biden can at least get something done and claim credit for something or an achievement on something. But I don't know. On the broader point, you know, on the spending, let me be clear about reconciliation. It gives me no comfort that they're going to whittle it down from 2.5 or 3.5 to 1.75 trillion. It's still a socialist expansion of the government. If you put the government in charge of pre-K in America, it doesn't matter if you authorize it for 2 years or 5. You put the government in charge of pre-K in America, and then you're going to tell pre-Ks what they can teach, who they can hire, and who's allowed to provide it. That's the power they really care about. It's not the money. They care about controlling these things. It's the last piece of education in this country they don't control.
We're speaking to Senator Marco Rubio of Florida. And Senator, my understanding is that the anti-regime resistance in Cuba is planning to become active again. There's nationwide protests that are expected in a couple of weeks. This got on the radar here in the U.S. a few months back, where it seemed that there was real pressure, unprecedented pressure on the regime from inside of Cuba. I want to know what you could tell us, as somebody who understands this and follows it closely at the foreign relations level, about the fight for freedom from inside of Cuba. And then, of course, what is the Biden administration doing on this? Where is the Biden administration on this issue?
Well, on the second point, they're doing nothing on it at all. And in some ways, it's good because they haven't reversed the Trump policies because they make sense. In some ways, it's bad because that the people in charge of the Cuba portfolio inside of this administration are the same ones that were in favor of the Obama deal with Cuba that was a disaster. But my sense of it is that they don't give it much priority, and to the extent they give it attention, it's handed off to lower-level people in the administration and at the State Department that are friendly with the regime, including the lady that now is in charge of Cuba at the State Department was in charge of putting together congressional trips to Cuba to hang out with the regime officials and so forth. On the first point, this effort to do this march on November 11th, look, inside of Cuba, it's not easy, right? I mean, there are people that are still locked up in arbitrary detention, 3 months after what happened in July. They're pretty brutal about it. They crack down pretty hard. They're pretty good at repression, unfortunately. So we're encouraging and asking people to do something that I admit right now is easy to say from the outside, but it's not easy to do from the inside. But I think there's this realization by younger Cubans that another generation is going to be lost to this, that their only choices are going to be to get out of the country or live the rest of their life languishing in the system that doesn't work. It doesn't work socially, culturally, morally, or economically for them. And I think that's being expressed, and it continues to put pressure on a regime that's willing to kill and jail its own people to stay in power.
Senator Rubio, speaking of foreign affairs, I'm not sure if you've seen Enes Kanter. He's a Boston Celtic player speaking out against Chinese dictatorships. He said something interesting yesterday, and we talked about this a little bit on the show as well. We're right now scheduled, the world is, to be in Beijing for the Winter Olympics in February. Given all that has happened with COVID, the lies that China has propagated, should we and other democratic countries like America be going to China and allowing them to host the Winter Olympics in February of next year?
Well, let me say two things. First of all, I'm not generally in favor of boycotting because it hurts the athletes that have trained hard all these years to be prepared to go. That said, I think we have to look very carefully at the conditions that are being placed for people that are going. So right now, they've violated all kinds of Olympic rules. They're not allowing athletes to come in early and acclimate as you're supposed to do. We don't know. I imagine they're putting severe. I want to see how the American media covers the Winter Olympics, because how can you be in China and not cover the fact that these abuses are going on there? And it seems like the Chinese authorities are going to try to constrain and keep everybody in this locked up area where they can't go outside. And it'll be interesting to see. What I'm going to really be watching is how do the outlets that are covering the Olympics and the journalists who are sent there to cover the Olympics, how do they cover it? I mean, are they going to actually write things and put things out there that are going to be clear and brutally honest about not just the conditions in the Olympic villages and the conditions but the conditions in the country that happened to host them? Or are we going to allow the sort of paid infomercial where the Chinese can sort of brag about all the advances they've made and ignore all the negative stuff they've done? That's something to bear watching. I want to see how this is covered and whether these outlets and these sponsors pull their punches because they're interested in access and ratings and not so much in being journalists or telling the truth or being on the side of what's right.
Senator Marco Rubio of Florida, sir, appreciate you being with us here on the Clay and Buck Show. Thanks so much.
Yeah, hey, thanks for having me back. Thank you, guys.
So, Clay, I want to know if, just taking us back around here, because we're going to come into the latest on the elections. Actually, an update out of Virginia. More good news for Republicans.
Love it.
I love all the good news. Sometimes we have to come in here and say Fauci is ruining the world. And today we get to do a little victory dance, and that's a fun thing. Good news, more good news out of Virginia. I'll tell you what as we come back. I'm also wondering if folks in our audience across the country are looking at what happened in Virginia and saying, oh, I'm going to get more involved at school board meetings. I'm going to actually join I feel like we're leaving the dads out here, but the mom revolution.
It is the mom revolution. They're the ones who swung a big difference in terms of how they voted in 2020.
That's right. Well, we'll talk about suburban female vote in this Virginia election was the big game changer. We'll come into all that in just a moment. But are you going to change things up? Are you going to get more involved? 800-282-2882. You see how powerful it can be. We'll come to that in a minute. You're spending too much money on gas and food, and what you need to do is take care of your family. So don't overpay for cell service. Switch to Pure Talk Cellular. They're on the exact same 5G network using the same towers as one of the big three carriers, but you're paying a heck of a lot less for it. If you're with Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile, you're paying too much each month. And how much can you save? $50 or $60 a month. And if you're paying for a family plan, you could save as much as, get this, $800 a year. And switching is so easy. You can keep your number and your phone, which is really important. Clay, I know you've got this hooked up with your family. Your kids have Pure Talk. They love it.
We do, in fact, love it. My son's got an iPhone 12. He's got unlimited talk, text, 6 gigs of data on Pure Talk's 5G network for just $30 a month. If you want unlimited data, you can still save a ton of money each month as well. Claire in New York's perfect example. She got a new iPhone from Pure Talk, kept her same phone number, got a new SIM card, and saved herself a bundle every month. That's why Pure Talk's the top-rated wireless company as measured by Consumer Affairs. Their customer service is also right here in the good old USA. They have a 30-day risk-free guarantee, Pure Talk does, so you literally have nothing to lose. From your cell phone right now, dial #250 and say Pure Talk, and you'll save 50% off your first month and more on a new phone. That's #250. Say Pure Talk. Some restrictions apply. Call for details.
Why are people still on the fence about owning gold and silver? I just don't understand.
Have we already forgotten about regional bank closures, inflation, global instability, and the potential for serious world conflicts?
You can look to precious metals for various reasons. One, having tangible currency on hand as part of your bug out plan. Two, diversifying your portfolio as a hedge against inflation. And three, historically, gold increases in value over time.
You keep yourself informed about global events. You see the increase in conflicts around the globe. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either.
The people with Oxford Gold Group are real pros. They make owning gold and silver simple and easy to understand. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals.
Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. One more time, 833-995-G-O-L-D.
Grand Canyon University, a private Christian university in beautiful Phoenix, Arizona, believes that we're endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. GCU believes in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose.
GCU equips you to serve others in ways that promote human flourishing and create a ripple effect of transformation for generations to come. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community.
Change the world for good by putting others before yourself to glorify God. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's online, on-campus, and hybrid learning environments are designed to help you achieve your unique academic, personal, and professional goals.
With over 330 academic programs as of September 2023, GCU meets you where you are and provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Let it flourish. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University, private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping America's heroes and their families since 9/11. These are our first responders and service members who serve our communities and our country, or those who die in the line of duty or are severely injured, and our veterans who fought for our nation's freedoms only to return home, fall on tough times, and become homeless.
Heroes like Buffalo firefighter Jason Arno and his family. Arno was killed while protecting his community, battling a warehouse fire. He left behind his wife and a young daughter. In their darkest hour, Tunnel to Towers provided Arno's wife and daughter with a mortgage-free home. The foundation lifted a financial burden, enabling them to stay in the home where they made memories with their hero.
Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good. Support the families of America's greatest heroes, the families of fallen first responders like Jason Arno, plus Gold Star families with young kids, severely injured service members, and homeless veterans.
Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's T2T.org.
Welcome back in, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. We should update people, I think, Buck, on what's going on. You can tell me if you've seen anything more recent. We still have an uncertain outcome in New Jersey. This thing can't get any closer than it actually is right now. With 88% reported of the vote in New Jersey, according to the New York Times update, there is 120 votes separating the Republican and the Democrat, with the Republican, who you can pronounce better than me, has a literally 120 vote lead with 2.4 million votes cast.
Yeah, Citarelli.
Are you looking at this? I mean, this is crazy.
Yeah, so it's Citarelli. I think if we were doing it Italian style, it'd be Chiatarelli, but it's yes. Citarelli is the Americanized version, right? People do
all
this
right.
all the
Citarelli.
Time.
So it's the, I mean, you the New wonder Jersey whether version. Your vote matters. In New Jersey, 120 votes separating the Republican and the Democrat right now.
Everyone who listens to us, I believe, or at least was listening to that point of the show, remember, I think I said yesterday, these are going to be the races. By the way, I believe Youngkin won by a little over 2%.
Yeah.
That's what I said he was going to win by. And I believe I said these are going to be, now granted, I was really just talking about Virginia, but we're seeing in New Jersey too, where you can actually, you go out and vote and it's meaningful because the numbers are so tight. You go, oh wow. You know, me, my friends, my family members all together. I mean, think 120 vote separation right now in a state the size with millions and millions of people in New Jersey.
Yes.
And this is a blue stronghold state, friends. I know Governor Chris Christie years ago was the governor there, and you can have blue stronghold states with a Republican governor, but this just shows you once again, the other guy, Murphy, had all the Democrat, you know, all the Democrat
big power. No one even talked
power.
About this race.
Yeah. What?
Hardly anyone even talked about this
race. No
one was
talking about it.
Was going to be close.
Because everyone thought that he was going to get blown out. But Citarelli went around and said, this is what we got to do. This is what's going on in our state. This is what I will do if you make me the governor. Old school politics. You know, the other guy was going at this. Murphy was going at this with the usual, oh, you know, we're going to have a lot of money and celebrity. And we're going to do all this stuff with the Democrat Party just carrying you along. No, right now, people want to know, what are you going to do for me? Because the Democrat Party is coming up zeros for people in a lot of places. And the Biden administration's obviously got Biden. Oh, and I promised everybody a little additional good news.
Yes.
Democrats in Virginia, Virginia Public Access Project had this tweet a couple hours ago. They wrote, we have a corrected result in HD House District 85. This is for the state of Virginia. Instead of a Democratic hold, Republican Karen Greenhalgh has a 202-vote lead over first-term Democrat Alex Askew. So Republicans are now on track in Virginia for a 52-48 lead in the majority in the House, the Virginia State House. So you may have unified red government in the state of Virginia, which, as you have pointed out many times, went for Biden by 10 points a year ago.
And they had not won a statewide race, Buck, since 2009, the Republicans in Virginia, and they may effectively be winning four. The control of the legislature, they've already won the AG, the lieutenant governor, and the governor, a clean sweep in Virginia. And as incredible as the results are in Virginia, New Jersey is the bigger story. Citarelli may not end up winning. Again, he's up by about 120 votes out of 2.4 million that have been cast. I mean, it's almost impossible to have a closer election.
Well, New Jersey's the bigger surprise, maybe. But, I mean, I think Virginia's the bigger story.
Bigger, yes. But the bigger, I mean, look, we are now, well, now they just flipped it. Murphy's up like a little bit. So, anyway, this thing is, like, super tight. I think Murphy may end up fighting his way through before all is said and done. But regardless, no one, like we said, hardly even talked about New Jersey. But the sign there, Biden won by 16. We're talking about a state that's effectively dead even right now. And Buck, we talked about yesterday, we said at Virginia, if the Republicans win, and they have, it's going to embolden, you asked this question as we were going to break here a second ago, it's going to embolden a lot of other states that may be slanted towards the Democrats to feel like if they could do it in Virginia, why can't we do it here, especially in 2022?
Well, I mean, this is, there's so much here. And I do remember, because I got into conservative media right at the origins around, I mean, Clay, I think we got in around the same time into media, the origins of the Tea Party movement and how that was about people at the local level understanding, hey, we can come together and we actually have political voice. We actually can turn elections one way or the other if we get involved. And school board meetings and what's being taught to your kids really matters to people, not just in Virginia, all over the country. And you heard Youngkin saying, let's not cede the public school system to the lunatics. Let's not only have people on the right talking about homeschooling and you know, taking your kids out of the system entirely. Let's create more choice. Let's create a better system. Let's allow parents to pick where their kids are going. Let's work to make the system better as it stands now with conservative principles instead of just abandoning it. That's a message that can resonate, I think, across all 50 states.
No doubt at all. I mean, it is such a fabulous day to wake up and be in favor of American exceptionalism. You talked about, Buck, sometimes we have to sit down and we have to talk about all the idiocy of Fauci or whatever the latest restrictions are. I'll be damned if it didn't feel great to sit down in front of this mic and start off the show this first hour talking about a huge, massive ass-kicking that we put on Democrats in Virginia. More to come.
Yeah.
Clay and Buck. It's fun.
I got to say, man, Virginia made us proud. Even Jersey. Hey, Jersey, you're making us proud, Jersey.
You're listening to Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the EIB Network.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.